We're doing Ahavat Chesed, and we had been learning about who takes precedence when we have a question of who to give a loan to. So the Ahavat Chesed says like this: Im ba'u aviv v'rabo lilvot mimenu. If one's parent and one's rebbe came to ask for a loan, rabo kodem l'aviv. We have a rule that one's rebbe takes precedence. Sherabom v'olchei olam haba v'aviv rak l'olam hazeh. One's father only brought him to this world. But you know what? In this world, a person can do many things. It's not necessarily such a good thing. His Rebbe is bringing him to the world to come. So that's why his Rebbe takes precedence. But let's say his Rebbe is equal to his Rebbe. His father is equal to his Rebbe. His father also taught him Torah. So then his father comes first. And this is only if the Rebbe is teaching him for free. But if his father is paying his tuition, he's paying the rabbi to teach him. So then who's bringing him to the world to come? The father who's paying for it. Meaning the rabbi is teaching him the material, but the father is paying for that. So then we say the father brought him to this world, and the father is bringing him to the world to come. Aviv kodem, his father comes first. Because his father not only brought him to this world, he's also bringing him to the world to come. If one's father is not funding his learning, and then he has a Rebbe who's teaching him for free, and he has a father who he owes him kibbut abayim, he owes him a lot of things, but the father basically just brought him to the world but is not taking care of bringing him to the world to come, so then we say if they're both coming at the same time and asking for a loan, then the Rebbe takes precedence.